You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry today. So good morning to you, Catherine.
Hey, Adora.
And this week on The Takeaway, we're taking a hard look at debt as part of a series. So every day this week, we're going to be taking a different slice of it. And today, we're concentrating on housing. The housing crisis has become a critical part of the financial meltdown, and millions of Americans are in real trouble with foreclosures. Foreclosures are up 71% from last year. What's more, nearly a quarter of all homeowners are at risk of owing more than their home is worth. For more now, we turn to Richard K. Green, the director and chair of the University of Southern California's Lusk Center for Real Estate. Professor, good morning. A very good early morning there in Los Angeles.
Yes, it is early, but good morning to you, too.
So where do we even start in this discussion? Where are we in the housing market? Is there any sense that we've hit a bottom?
No, I actually was feeling better about getting close to a bottom before September 15th, because we saw prices fall so much in so many parts of the country that owning was starting to look like a reasonably good deal relative to renting. But with the lack of confidence that has happened because of the financial crisis, I don't think we're close to a bottom now, although I did think so 6 weeks to 2 months ago.
That's interesting that you would say September 15th, because we have a bit of sound from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson on the 15th talking about the housing market.
There is a reasonable chance that the biggest part of that housing correction can be behind us in a number of months.
So, Professor, you weren't alone, but now you are rethinking what you thought as well as what the Secretary thought.
Yes, well, a couple of important things happened. One is, of course, credit markets, which were already kind of dicey, just fell apart completely with Lehman Brothers, the failure of Lehman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ability of people to get mortgages is it's much harder for people to get mortgages now than it was just 6-7 weeks ago. And without easy access to credit, or at least easier access to credit, it just makes it very difficult for people to buy houses. But the other thing is, as this crisis of confidence has worsened, people are not willing to make the kind of long-term commitment that buying a house involved. So people who maybe 3 months ago were thinking about buying now are just too uncertain about the future to be willing to put themselves on the hook for a commitment like buying a house.
Given those several issues that you just presented, on a macro level, what do you think the government can and should do?
Well, it's the government needs to try to do something, but we're struggling, and it's hard to know what can work. I think the problem is we've tried incremental solutions to this point, and incremental solutions just aren't going to do it. Two things have to happen in order for people to feel comfortable with their mortgages again and for the housing market to restart. The first thing is people have to have houses that are worth more than their mortgages. And as you noted in your introduction, we are having an increasing number of people whose mortgage balances are actually higher than the value of their houses. And that means, one, there's an incentive to default in the event that they get into trouble. But the other thing it means is, even if people don't want to default, they can't sell their house unless they're willing to pony up some cash. And so getting those mortgage balances down, at least for the time being, is really important. And the second thing is making payments affordable to people. So for right now, people who are paying 40 or 50% of their income on housing are not going to be able to keep doing that. That's not going to be sustainable. So figuring out how to get that payment down is really important, too. That said, the only way that can happen is to come up with a plan that is very comprehensive and probably pretty expensive.
Some banks, as you've noted, have been working or setting up programs to work with homeowners in order to make those payments more realistic so that they can actually make them. What's your advice to individuals who find themselves in that situation where their mortgage is worth more than the value of their home?
Well, it depends on their individual situation. If they can pay their payment comfortably, so let's say their mortgage payment is 20% of their income, and they're still in good shape with their job, even though they're underwater, they should just keep paying because they need to live somewhere. And the fact is, if you default, you're going to have a hard time finding a landlord who's eager to rent to you. So if you're comfortable making the payments, if you're not stressed making the payments, then the best thing to do is keep making the payments. But if you are stretched, if you are one of those people who is in sort of the 40 to 50% of income going to mortgage payment category, it's in your best interest to go talk to your lender and see if you can get a workout on the loan. Because what we're finding is there are people who are being called by servicers, who are the people responsible for making sure mortgages stay current. And the people are being called by the servicer, and they're not returning the call because they're afraid to. And it's much better to deal with the situation and talk to the lender about working things out, because it's never in the lender's interest to have a foreclosure. They don't want your house on their books. And then finally, for people who have lost their jobs, who are in parts of the country where the prospect for getting a job are pretty remote, mm-hmm. so think about the Rust Belt, for example. I think the only rational decision in some cases is just to default and move to a part of the country where there are jobs available.
Okay, Professor. Banks certainly more likely to be more willing to be flexible in these days. Richard Green, Professor and Director of the Chair of the University of Southern California's USC Lusk Center for Real Estate. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we're going to turn to Mark Garrison for the latest headlines.
Thank you. Coming up on 21 minutes before the hour.